I was looking forward to talking to you. This is a big event that you're having, and I was just reading up on your credentials, and man, you got a powerful background. You definitely an authoritative figure to you know, curate something like this. This is awesome.
Well, you a kind man, and I live by the principle: to whom much is given, much is required. So we're just trying to do the good work in the way that will benefit not only our students at Berklee College of Music, but also, you know, people around the world. You know, everybody loves gospel music, whether they know it or not.
Right. Right. Well, let me give everybody a little background. We're talking with Dean Emmett G. Price III. He's the Dean of Africana Studies at Berklee College of Music in Boston, internationally recognized as an expert on Black music and culture. He's the author of Hip Hop Culture, executive director of the Encyclopedia of African American Music. And this brother is also in charge of this wonderful program, Berklee College of Music's Gospel Extravaganza. It's going to be held on May 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston. And we want you to tell us about this exciting event. We got a Hall of Fame induction as well. So Doc, tell us about this.
Yes, man. First of all, thanks for having me on, my brother. You have a growing listener base in Boston, if you know, who turn on from 10 to noon.
Wow.
Every weekday to listen to you. So it's a high honor for us to be on with you. And thank you for this. You know, the Gospel Extravaganza is our second year of throwing a major concert featuring our students. We have the Berklee Reverend's Gospel Choir that has been around since the early 80s, and we have another ensemble called Overjoy, which is an advanced, smaller ensemble. And what I've done in the last 2 years is paired them up with living legends. Last year, we had Kirk Carr in the house, and he performed with our Reverend's Gospel Choir. This year, we'll have Bishop Hezekiah Walker, who will come in and perform with our students. And we're also bringing in Reverend Milton Bigham, who many folks will know as just, you know, record producer, songwriter, and really the father of the mass choir movement back
wow.
in the 80s, Mississippi Mass Choir, you know, Florida Mass Choir. And so we're trying to do things big, man, to let folks know that gospel music is not only alive and well, but that these young students at Berklee College of Music are all in. We have students from all over the world. 39% of our undergraduate population is global. And we have students from Korea, Japan, Saudi Arabia, India.
Wow.
Man, these folks want to come over here and study gospel music.
Wow.
So we have built a big curriculum around that, and we're launching that as well. But we're just so excited. Can't tell you.
This is exciting because the Berklee College of Music is one of the top music colleges in the world. I mean, well, I know in the mm-hmm. United States, but you talk about Juilliard and some of the other big name schools, Berklee is in the top five from what I understand, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said it, because I don't want to get on here bragging on your show, brother. But yeah, I mean, we have generated and flourished and blossomed some of the great artists across many genres. You know, the Berklee College of Music was founded in 1945. And for the first number of decades, it was really known as a jazz school. But what we know in our community, that most of us, talking about Black folks who play jazz, actually came out of the church.
Yeah.
And when we came to college and there was no curriculum around gospel music, we were kind of challenged to whether we're going to go out and play jazz professionally or play R&B professionally or whatnot. So we're trying to do an intervention and a self-correction to say that all of these churches around the land who are sending your young geniuses to come to Berklee College of Music, we want to train them, prepare them, and send them right back to you so that our music ministries do not suffer around the nation.
That's right, going to the next level. So, you know, music has changed so much, and the gospel genre of the praise and worship has definitely mm-hmm. changed. And how do you bridge this, Dean? Talk about how to bridge mama and them. You know, your aunties and, you know, your grandma and them, but they sitting in there. And then you got the young people who are experimenting with the new sound of gospel music. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, man. This has been a problem within our churches for generations, brother. And you know this as well as I do. You know, Thomas A. Dorsey came out with his, you know, early gospel music and, you know, got thrown out of the church, had to start his own convention, you know. And then, of course, you move on to James Cleveland, who started his own convention, and people were having issues with those harmonies that he was putting in there. And then, you know, my goodness, Kirk, you know, Franklin, you know, back in the early 90s, put a little hip hop backbeat on his song and was getting thrown out of the church. And I think we have gotten to a place now where we're trying to do better. And not throw our young people out of church, because if we throw our young people out of church, the church is going to die.
Yes.
A horrible death.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, we need to be intergenerational. The Hebrew children back in the Old Testament were intergenerational. The first church, Christian churches in the first century were intergenerational. So, and we also know this, that the 7 o'clock, you know, old school service and the 10 o'clock new school service, that ain't going to work either.
Right.
Right. So what we're doing is we're helping our young people actually learn the repertoire. And this is what we do with all of the genres of music. If you're going to play gospel music, you got to learn the repertoire, which means that you got to go back and learn some spirituals. You got to learn some of them, with lined out hymns. You got to learn all of that.
Yeah.
And then you also got to learn the hymns. You got to learn them the old school way. And then you learn how to put a little polish and a little spice on them and do it in the new school way. But you have to be able to reference it, because when we lay our elders to rest, they don't want to have all that bumping and hippity hoppity. they want to have an old school, hymns, I'll Fly Away, all them, great repertoire. And so we're teaching our students to understand the significance of styles and to understand the significance of the trajectory of how we got to the new sounds.
Right.
Right. It's not overnight. And it's not because somebody said, I'm tired of doing it that way. It's that we as creative people, we're always creating.
That's right.
And so as you continue to create, you get new styles and new sentiments. But that does not mean that you discard or forget about the old.
Wow.
So I think that that's what we're trying to do as an intervention. And, you know, it's the same thing you do on the radio, man. You play some of the old quartets and, people love that. And then you play some of the new school stuff. And
right.
You bridge it.
That's right. That's right. Hey, y'all, we got Dean Emmett G. Price III. He's the Dean of Africana Studies at Berklee College of Music. And we're talking about the gospel extravaganza that's happening on May 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Berklee Performance Center. What else do you want to say about this event and why people should attend?
You know, one of the things about gospel music, and we know it's all about worship, but we also know that we have diminishing spaces and places where we can come outside of the church, outside of our local churches to gather. And COVID did a huge number on us. Folks are still afraid to come out and be in public spaces and public gatherings with, hundreds of people. So I encourage folks, wear your mask. Come on out, wear your mask.
That's right.
Keep yourself safe. But it's important, because the tradition only lives when we keep it alive.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep the tradition alive. What does it mean in this season of despair and division and chaos and frustration to come together, believers and perhaps not yet believers,
right,
to listen and experience and feel the power of this music that is grounded in the good news and girded with hope? What does it mean for us to come together and put down our little agendas for just momentarily in a couple of hours,
right,
and celebrate life with one another? And that's what we're trying to do on our collegiate campus, led by our students who are from all over the world. And we just want to inspire them, encourage them, and say to them that, y'all have the baton.
That's right.
We the elders have kind of messed things up by not listening. Mm. So y'all talk. And we're going to listen to you this night.
That's
y'all
right.
Talk. Go on to speak through the repertoire of the songs and the psalms and all the things that y'all are learning. And so, I'm so excited. And then we're going to also honor, as you mentioned, the Gospel Hall of Fame. Last year, we initiated this through Africana Studies, and we inducted Kirk Carr, inducted Dr. Teresa Harrison Jackson, phenomenal entrepreneur, publisher, leader, innovator. We also inducted our famed Professor Dennis Montgomery III, who has been for over 30 years, doing gospel performance at the institution with the Reverend Gospel Choir and whatnot. And then this year, we'll induct Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Reverend Milton Bigham, Lisa Harrigan, who's one of our alums, who actually founded the Gospel Choir as a student group.
Wow.
She graduated back in 1983. And then also Miss Evelyn Lee, who's one of our phenomenal educators in the city of Boston, who has done so much for so many young people over the years. It's time for her to get her flowers as well.
That's wonderful. So listen, everybody, tickets are available online at the Berkeley box office. Go to the website and tell us how to get that. I want to be clear on the website.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. I think the biggest thing is whatever search engine people use, go on and put Berkeley, B-E-R-K-L-E-E, Performance Center in there. And that website will pop up because I think the URL is a little lengthy. And then if you don't find it that way, just go to Berkeley, B-E-R-K-L-E-E.edu. And then search for the Berkeley Performance Center that way. And we'll make sure you get there. And there's a few tickets left. So come on, people, come on out, enjoy, celebrate with us. And let's live and love life.
That's right. So it's going down, y'all. Thursday, May 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Berkeley Performance Center in Boston. Wherever you are, make your way there. And this is going to be a wonderful event. And Hezekiah Walker is going to be there. The bishop will be there throwing down. So, Dean Emmett G. Price III, man, it's a pleasure, brother, to talk to you. And you continue your great work because I believe from what I'm hearing, you're going to have a very profound impact on gospel culture because we need our young people to lead us out of this dark time. And gospel music, this inspirational music, is the key to it.
Yes, yes, yes. My dear brother, I'm so grateful and privileged to be on with you. Thank you so much for caring. Thank you so much for sharing. And you as well, man, continue the ministry that you have. You are inspiring people, encouraging people, and empowering people to do what our good Creator, our good God, has put us on the earth to do. So let's do it together. God bless you.